Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, the hard streets of New York City lead our show today. Hard in Harlem and elsewhere in the city where gun violence is on the rise. 10 people shot on Memorial Day in Harlem, the news this week. We will ask, is crime making a comeback around the city? And hard on the Upper East Side, scene of yet another crane collapse this morning. And let's go live now to 91st and 1st, the scene of the accident. WNYC's Elaine Rivera is there, and WNYC real estate and development reporter Matt Sherman is here in our studio. Elaine, what's the latest?
Well, sadly, it's a repeat of what happened several weeks ago with the other crane collapse. There are dozens of emergency vehicles here. There's helicopters overhead. The streets are blocked off from 86, I think, past 91st. There's the yellow police tape where people can't cross. And I spoke with one witness who was told me she was sleeping in her living room when she heard this huge rumbling and a crash, and she ran out, as many of the residents did, and the crane was lying across the street, and people were running out of their apartments screaming and yelling. So it seems to be a repeat of what happened a few weeks ago.
What's being built there, and who owns it, Matt? Do we know?
It's all residential building, and at that point, that's about all that we know.
Elaine, are people missing?
I just anecdotal evidence. The witness told me she was told that they're still looking for people, but I did not get that from an official source.
Matt, how did this happen so quickly after the other fatal crane incident when everyone was supposedly on their best behavior?
Right. The Department of Buildings undertook a sweeping inspection of all the crane sites. Probably looked at this one, must have looked at this one, found very few violations, and announced several other safety measures, one of which was actually to have an inspector on hand every time a crane was jumped or lengthened. That order actually was lifted just a few days ago. We don't know at this point whether the problem that happened this morning had to do with lengthening the crane or whether it simply toppled over.
Elaine, I have from the AP that a witness says it appeared the entire cab came off the crane. Its main arm hit the penthouse of this building and then, quote, took out the northeast corner, said this resident. Are people there talking about what they saw, the entire cab coming off the crane, and what might have caused something like that if that was an accurate description?
Yeah, the witness I talked to, she said, yeah, it seemed that the cab had come off and then the crane was laying in the street. But she said the sound was just unbelievable. Again, you know, first people thought it was a terrorist attack, and when they came out, they saw this.
That it was a much more old-fashioned kind of incident. Do you know who's the contractor on the site, Elaine?
No, I do not. I do not
Matt?
Know the contractor.
Matt, do you happen to know yet?
We don't know. We're still verifying that with the Department of Buildings.
Do you know who the owner of the site is?
I'm afraid not, Brian.
So it's too early yet to say anything about the safety record of the site or the contractors involved.
That's right.
And tell us again, Elaine, what exactly was being built there? Is it clear?
My understanding, I can't see. We're not allowed on First Avenue. My understanding, it's a high-rise residential building.
Matt?
That's my understanding, yeah.
That's right. That's what we know, too, as well. And apparently the crane was actually not all that high. Must have been high enough to topple over into a neighboring building like that, but was not as high as the one that had toppled a few weeks ago.
So we don't know when it was last inspected. We don't know if the contractor was using union labor. Union guys often get trained more than non-union pickup workers, but obviously none of that is known yet.
That's right. Usually Manhattan jobs do tend to be union, I can tell you that much, but in this particular one, we don't know for sure.
Elaine, are people being evacuated from their homes? Any sense of how many or how long they'll have to stay away?
Well, people are standing on the streets. One gentleman just told me he's waiting to get back in. He can't get back in. But the other woman I talked to, she said she could go back in, which, I don't know how she can do it because she's right behind the building. But she said the noise in her apartment is unbearable, just the sirens and the helicopters overhead. And But there are people out here lined up on the streets along with the dozen camera crews and construction workers who just happen to be milling about.
And injuries, accidents, ambulance, ambulances.
Yeah, there's what I see from here are just emergency response vehicles, NYPD, fire, several fire trucks.
And at least one person confirmed dead in this crane accident at 91st and 1st. WNYC's Elaine Rivera at the scene. WNYC real estate and development reporter Matt Sherman in our studio. Thanks a lot. Obviously, we'll keep covering this through the morning.